An 87-year-old man named Haim Ashed recently claimed in an interview that the United States and Israeli governments were aware of a galactic federation of aliens. Now, that story probably would have just disappeared like lots of stuff on the internet if Mr. Ashed wasn't also the former longtime head of Israel's space security program. Ashed claimed that the aliens were already here among us, and that they only communicate with the United States and Israeli governments, and that they've shared some secrets for their own reasons. Furthermore, they had some kind of agreement with the U.S. government to do experiments on Earth. Allegedly, there's an underground base on Mars where the aliens do even more work, and astronauts have been there as well. He also claimed that Donald Trump is aware of this and was on the verge of making disclosure to the world when the Galactic Federation stepped in and said that humanity wasn't ready and they can't say anything. So in the last few days, if you've been on Twitter or the internet, there's been all kinds of stuff said about this. But what I really wanted to do in this short episode was just kind of focus on the idea of the Galactic Federation and what that might mean if we start from the assumption that this is true. So I would start by asking you, what do you think when you hear the phrase New World Order or One World Government? Now, dwell on that for a minute and think of all the things that it brings up in your mind. So if there really was a variety of aliens out there, what made them all fall under this one singular entity calling itself the Galactic Federation? So if they're anything like us, and apparently they must be because they're already here and we just don't know it, then that control is almost guaranteed to be established through power. The sovereignty of individual societies within the Federation was destroyed, and the spirit of the individuals must have also been crushed at some point and distilled into this singular bureaucratic body. Now, could it all be happy and innocent? Maybe. But space is virtually infinite, so if you have the ability to go wherever you want, why would you confine yourself to a Federation at all? Someone or something, in my opinion, is clearly wielding some unfathomable power out there if there really is a Galactic Federation. So the other question I would have would be, why the secrecy, if you're really just here for innocent science? And why only talk to these two countries and only talk about what you want to talk about? I mean, at that point, you've already violated the Prime Directive, if there is one, so what's holding you back? Is this a military thing? And what does "we aren't ready" mean? I mean, does the Federation view itself as some godlike gift to humanity? I mean, are they that narcissistic? Are they wanting to have all the right puppets in control of Earth before they flip the switch? I mean, think about that. That kind of behavior isn't something that indicates good most of the time, at least here on Earth. So I'll admit that I'm naturally inclined to distrust power and authority, and I'm a person who generally respect has to be earned from. But when I see stuff like this mentioned, I'm hugely skeptical. And I'm not even talking about is it real or is it fake. I'm just talking about if there was this Galactic Federation. The premise would be that all hail the magic aliens, but I don't think so. I mean, who are these people to come to my planet and tell me what I am and am not ready for? And then, I mean, what are they going to wave their magic stick around? And that's supposed to just wow me into submission? I mean, I have a mind of my own. This is my place. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're bigger than me, stronger than me, tougher than me, more wealthy than me. My point is, if you did start with the assumption that there is a Galactic Federation, or let's say Trump or the president or somebody came out tomorrow and said, this is all real, I don't think that it would necessarily be a good thing, because to me, it doesn't look like this is coming from a place of positivity, given all the secrecy and limiting the knowledge to a few select power players around the world.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So the next question you have to ask yourself is this guy sincere? Well, he's 87 years old, so it's either one of those, he knows this, and he doesn't want to take the secret to the grave, or he's got something to sell you, which it turns out he does have a book coming out. So, it is what it is. I also wanted to use this episode to let you all know that I have moved from Anchor.fm to RedCircle.com. Red Circle allows me to do a lot more things on my end, and kind of puts everything that I normally do in one spot. The interface is better. But nothing should change as far as if you already subscribe. The feed should stay the same, and you really probably won't notice anything at all. But one thing that Red Circle does do is it allows me to make an exclusive podcast RSS feed that you can subscribe to. I don't have a lot of content there now. There's two older bonus episodes, and then this kind of rant that I just did about the Galactic Federation is kind of what I have in mind for that. So in time, there's going to be a lot more stuff on that exclusive feed than there is on the main feed. So if my opinions on stuff like that interest you, then you might keep that in mind. At the moment, I'm kind of thinking somewhere $1 or $2 a month, maybe like 20 bucks for a whole year, something like that. But it's nothing you have to do, and the main episodes of Lore and Legends will continue to be on the main free feed that costs you nothing. You can also leave the show a tip through Red Circle, or continue to use the buymeacoffee.com/loreandlegends link. If you didn't know, I also have a YouTube channel, which has video versions of most of these podcasts. Not everything is on there at the moment. The videos aren't anything particularly fancy, but a lot of people, surprisingly, like to use YouTube. You can also follow me on Twitter, at LoreandLegends3, on Instagram, at LoreandLegends1, and on Parler, at ObiWade. The next regular episode will be here in a couple days. That's all I had for this one. See you next time.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.